65 degrees. I'm loving it. And I'm loving the fact that Don O'Brien is back on the Mary Griffith Show, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Premier coffees roasted and delivered in small batches. Yes, we just got our shipment this week. Yummy, yummy, yummy. The beans are always hand-roasted, and you can get what we have here at the Radio Ranch. We just have the regular, you know, run-of-the-mill, you know, middle-of-the-road signature blend. But if you like it really strong, you can get Extreme Blend or Kona Blend or Colombian Supreme. Some people like the Highlander Grog. Some people like the French Roast. Oh, you have to drink that with your pinky out. That's probably Don O'Brien's cup of tea or cup of coffee, as the case may be. Why anyone would buy decaf coffee, I've never understood, but it's available. So anyway, welcome, Don O'Brien.
Thank you. I'm not a coffee guy. I never have, never been, but I respect those who do and buy that.
And you still will give credit to Refreshment Services Pepsi.
Of course, my wife works for them. Yes, go Harvest Ridge.
The more you drink, yes, the more Don's pension goes up.
Right.
First of all, Don, this is the first time this has ever happened, I think, in the 36 years I've been doing
really?
The show. You are a back-to-back guest.
Well, I mean, I'm honored to be asked and to be here. That was very nice of you to ask me back. And
yeah, we're going to have to change it because we have the mayor on and we have you on the same day. And what I've come to find is you both have a full hour to fill. So we may have to change things.
I'm here to serve if you need me.
But what we really need to do is get Don through this morning, because Don was one of the people who stayed up till midnight and passed. Rooting the Illini on.
Yes, I know you're an alum. I'm just a closet alum.
I was in bed. Yes, my big Illinois diploma got me a job early in the morning, so I couldn't stay up to watch.
You
them
did not stay up and watch.
No,
them?
Don, I was snoring like a long.
It was so good. It was so good. And then obviously 5 o'clock on Saturday now, mm-hmm, against UConn. So you'll be able. I would assume that you'll be able to stay up till that age.
5 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah. That's about the time I start my nap. But yeah, okay. I'll stay for that.
All right. But it was a good day for the Illini.
And what do you think? What are our chances against the Huskies?
Well, I usually do one bracket of integrity, but I did two this year. I did one with my head and one with my heart. And of course, my one with my heart has Illinois in it. So I think they've got a good chance. I mean, they've certainly have overcome some things this year. UConn is fantastic, though, so it's going to be a very tall task. But I think that our Illini could be up to it. So really looking forward to that tomorrow night. And I just love the opportunity to give a jab to, you know, I hear so much from these Mizzou people all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do they have a basketball team?
They didn't win any conference games. You and I won as many conference games as they did this year.
You know, okay. Mizzou, yeah. I mean, yes, this year
you have Laura Seaver comes in here on Wednesday with her Iowa stuff.
I know. It's a tragedy that I am surrounded by these people who mock me at all times.
Yes.
However, I will say this about Mizzou. You know, they're really, I mean, they're struggling right now, to say the least. But, you know, they'll come back. Changing conferences,
yes,
has helped them as far as revenue,
mm-hmm,
but boy, they're playing with the big dogs now, so that may not always be the best. Anyway, speaking of Illinois and the gifted and talented people who go there.
Yes.
The Better Business Bureau is warning students and families to beware of SAT and ACT test prep scams. Now, the reason I put this first is because the University of Illinois and other Illinois colleges now, I believe the state of Illinois is going back to the ACT, not the SAT, as the preferred test. So the Better Business Bureau has no dog in that fight.
No.
We're just making that announcement. But now, see, I remember back in the old days, Don O'Brien, you didn't study for the ACT or the SAT. You just paid attention in class and you went on a Saturday morning and took the test. Whatever you got. You didn't take it five times. You didn't go home and say, I could have done better. That was it. You had the one chance to make it happen, and you hoped that you weren't up until midnight the night before watching a basketball game. But now people pay hundreds of dollars for these preparatory tests, and they take the thing four or five times trying to increase their score, which, okay, that's great. I mean, because it can make a difference in what school you can get into and what kind of scholarship you can get. But it also leads to scammers. So please start in on there, and we'll just go from there.
So they love to take advantage of people in many different situations, and you know, why not take advantage of parents with 18-year-old kids who are trying to better themselves for college? And the scam usually takes form of a call. Obviously, that's the way a lot of things happen these days. And they claim to be from the College Board, and that's the company that's responsible for SAT and ACT tests. And the caller says they need to confirm your address or payment information to send you test prep materials. Sometimes they'll actually know the student's name, their phone number, their school address, which might make it seem like a little bit more believable. We had a St. Louis consumer last year reported receiving a call from someone claiming to be from the College Board. That caller asked to confirm her address and requested a $250 deposit to deliver prep materials. Well, the person knew that it was bogus because you're just, again, I don't know how the College Board operates, but whenever you receive an unsolicited phone call, I think that can go in the file of more scam more often than not. If you're going to get an unsolicited phone call from obviously we've talked about here about certain organizations, governmental organizations especially, are not going to call you out of the blue. The chances of the College Board calling you out of the blue are very small as well. So, the College Board is never going to ask you for your bank or credit card information over the phone or via mail. If someone calls you and suggests otherwise, just simply hang up. So it's unfortunate that, because that can be a very stressful time for people. And like you said a minute ago, they're trying to better themselves. They're trying to get these scores up so they can get into their preferred college or they can get a little bit more scholarship money. So there's a lot riding on a lot of these tests, and those scammers know that. So they want to make sure that they're trying to get into your pocket for either A, your money, or B, that information about that young student, because they love young people because they have clean credit histories. And if they can get your young one's Social Security number, and obviously they probably already have their date of birth, they're off to the races.
Okay, so be very, very careful about any of these college scams. And also, again, when you're hiring somebody to tutor you, mm-hmm. or when you're looking at materials to help your children do better on the SAT and ACT, I guess you can improve yourself, but I always liken it to an IQ test. You know, I've taken two IQ tests in my life. The first one, I scored higher than any other person ever recorded by the person that gave me the test. Wow. Of course, I was the only person who was not mentally disabled that had taken the test. I was one of her experimental, but I always like to say.
Yes, the bar wasn't very high.
The bar was not high, but yes.
But you left right over it.
But I left right over it, and it was funny because, of course, she would not tell me what my IQ was, because that is one thing they never used to want to tell people, because if you find out you have a high IQ, you think you're smart, you don't think you have to study. If you find out you have a low IQ, you think, well, I'm doomed to a life of nothing, I'm stupid, and neither is true.
Correct.
So anyway, but that was funny because I was a little kid. I was probably 8 or 9, and she said, you scored higher than anyone I've ever tested. My mother was so proud.
Right.
And then the caveat came, but, you know, I've only tested people who are mentally challenged. Then I took another IQ test when I was an adult. My dad said, don't do it. I said, why? He said, because you'll either be sad that you're not a neurosurgeon because you have the potential to be and you're just a radio announcer, or you'll find out you're not as smart as you think you are, you smart aleck, which may be better for the world. But either way, you're going to lose.
That was the whole Howard Stern bit. They had their entire staff take IQ tests, and it was the whole thing.
Really?
Yes. Would you want to know everybody here at the radio ranch what their IQs are?
I think I know.
See, it's a good bit, Mary.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, so, folks, I think you can help by studying and improve, but the way the ACT and the SAT are set up, it's supposed to be your ability to reclaim knowledge from things you've learned your entire life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just try to do your best maybe on the first one without any added help. Yep. And then if you need to spend $250 or $500, then maybe.
But be careful who you spend it with.
But be careful who you spend it with. Yep. Don O'Brien, my guest today. And guess what? Speaking of unsolicited phone calls, we will take them this morning on the Mary Griffith Show.
There you go.
Sometimes we don't know the scams you want to know about. Don wants to hear from you. Are you concerned about anything going on? 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD, 223-9300. 1-800-228-WTAD. Is there anything that you are concerned about that you would like to talk to the Better Business Bureau about? I know one thing that I am sick and tired of talking about, and they keep saying there's a way to do it. I'm going to find out from Don O'Brien if that's really true. How do you get rid of the robocalls? For years, nobody had my cell phone number. I don't know who I gave my cell phone number to, but now everybody has my cell phone number, and I don't need aluminum siding on my all-brick home. Leave me alone. But if you say, take me off your list, they still keep calling. If you say, don't call me anymore, they still keep calling. If you hang up, they just call back again.
It's because the criminals don't care about the law, Mary. Bottom line, we put out some information about this. In February of this year, just last month, Missourians and Illinoisans received nearly 236 million robocalls. How many people will live in Missouri? 6-7 million, maybe?
Oh, no. Illinois got 11 million, and they've only got about 3.
Okay, so 14 million. So what 14 million, 236 million into 14 million means a lot of calls per person during that time. So, you know, these illegal robocalls are, you know, they're a pain. Now, there are some certain places that can call you. Obviously, your doctor's office, they can call you. We're in an election year. Well, pretty soon, if you haven't already received those, you're going to receive robocalls from candidates. Those are legal. Those are they are not violating any laws. You might get something from your child's school. Those are also legal to send out to parents, grandparents, things of that nature. You know, and often a lot of those cases, those are things you've signed up for. Obviously, your doctor has your number, your loved one's school, those types of things. Again, the thing about robocalls is that the people that make them, they don't care about the law.
Right. So you can call that 1-800 number and say, take my name off all the robocalls. But
and they'll put you on there.
They'll put you on there on the do not call list, but unscrupulous people don't pay attention to that list. And that's what really is the irritant. I think back in the old day when your phone was really cheap to have at home and you had the old rotary dial phone and everybody had a phone and it was really cheap and the only time you had to spend a lot of money was when you called Agnes out in Pittsburgh, you know, and that, and that was really expensive. Now everybody's got a phone. Your 7-year-old kid has a phone. All the calls are free except for the monthly fee, which is enormous in my opinion compared to what it used to be when I had my Princess line. But now something I have to pay for, I have to pay for them to call me. I mean, they have access to that. I don't know how. How do they get my number?
Well, obviously they buy lists. And one thing you can do, and I'm talking to collective you that's everybody listening, be careful who you give your information out to. It's not as prevalent now as it was back maybe even 15, 20, 30 years ago. Remember, you'd walk through the mall and you'd say, oh, hey, sign up and you can win this. Even now, you go into a convenience store and you can sign up for something and win a cooler or you can do this. When you put your name and your phone number down, that is going to be collected and it's going to be sold to other people. So be careful if you're doing that or if you're online and you're signing up for things, contests or whatever that might be, and you have to give out your email or your phone number because that information is going to be shared with other people. Now, is that against the law for those companies to do? No. Is it ethical for them to do? Probably not. But they're going to take your information and they're going to sell it to other people. So the less you sign up for those types of things, whether that's that kiosk at the mall or shopping center, or whether it's online and you're trying to, you know, win some type of contest or something, you know, think twice before you do that. Because, again, the more you give out your numbers and your contact information, the more likely it is for you to be bothered by these types of things. And I get calls about robocalls all the time, especially from older consumers. And they're like, what can we do to knock these down? And the first thing you need to do is if it's a cell phone, call your cell phone provider and see what type of technology they have to help knock some of these things down. And there have been some great strides made by those providers in knocking some of these calls down. I don't know if you see it on your phone, but I have warnings now on mine. I'm through AT&T, and I get like suspected scam or scam risks or something like that. Now, if you're still one of those old-school landline folks, you're in a little different situation. But I think almost everyone now has some type of caller ID, and it's unfortunate that we're at a spot where, unfortunately, the best advice I can give you is just only answer the phone for people who you know are on the other end.
That's about the only way you can do. The other day, a friend of mine called me. I had to call her back. I got her answering machine. I started giving her a message, and then she goes, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was, on the top of my phone, it says, disclose your info. So since I knew who I was calling, and she had initiated the call to me, I did this, and so, oh, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
See, she didn't recognize my number right away. So, but okay, so just hang up, screen your calls, block your robocalls if you can through your cell provider.
Mm-hmm.
You can register with the do not call list, but that's kind of registering with the sheriff's office. Like, I don't want to be a victim of a crime. They'll take your name, but
yeah.
the burglar doesn't care that
right.
you're on the
yeah.
list. Protect your personal information. And of course, if you get a lot of those things, call the Better Business Bureau. My guest today is Don O'Brien. We want your phone calls, folks. DOB is a wealth of knowledge. And if you've made everybody in Missouri mad, that's okay. I mean, we understand.
I was just kidding.
But everybody else can call 1-800-228-WTAD. That's 1-800-228-9823 or 217-223-9300 right here in Quincy. We'll take a break. When we come back, our conversation with Don O'Brien from the Better Business Bureau continues. Still waiting for your phone call, and I think Don is personally offended that nobody wants to talk to him. So I really hope everybody will call 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to say, I'm the idiot who fell for this, because you're not an idiot. I was scammed, not by a person I knew. See, it's a con game, and that stands for confidence.
Yeah.
See, when somebody builds confidence, and you think, so this person goes, oh, my dad's sick, and I can't get out there, and, oh, well, how much money do you need for that airplane ticket? Oh, if I could just have, I gave it to him.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed of that, because I think it says, the fact that he should be ashamed,
right.
he should be ashamed
that
of me.
That guy should feel bad.
But we all feel a little bit guilty when something like that happens. So what are some of the other things we need to, I've got a few things here, but I want you to talk about things that are, you know, are prevalent and on people's radar screen, because that's what people are complaining about. That's what we want to talk
about.
Well,
this one I wanted to bring up because a lot of businesses are off today. So I hope you've got some business owners that might not be listening that are able to listen in today because they're not working. And, we talk a lot about consumer scams, but there are if you're a business owner, you're also going to be targeted in scams. And I received some information about 2 or 3 weeks ago from a business owner here in town who received an email from a trademark company. And this company, this guy claimed to be with the legal department of that trademark company, and the email is titled, Urgent Notice, Immediate Action Required for USPTO Trademark Dispute, for the USPTO is U.S. Trademark, U.S. the Trademark Office. And the body of the email claimed the office had received an application for the registration of the business where this person works. So supposedly someone else was going to try to trademark the business name of this business here in Quincy. And they, again, urgent notice, immediate action. They're trying to get this person to act quickly. Well, I looked into the business a little bit for this business owner. They are based out of Los Angeles. The website was all of 3 weeks old, and they are going to try to get upwards of $500 out of this business to trademark their name. So that way, supposedly the USPTO works on a first-come, first-served basis when it comes to issuing trademarks. So they wanted this local business to beat out the other guys, in air quotes, in order to get this trademark. So they wanted them to act in immediacy. They were using, these words like urgent and immediate. And luckily, the business owner knew that this didn't quite pass their smell test. So they reached out to me to ask me if I could figure it out. And I have two jobs I do for BBB. I'm the regional director. I do all these types of things for Quincy. But I also work as an investigator for the BBB for our entire St. Louis region. So I'm looking into scams all the time. And when I looked into this, it was pretty evident pretty quickly that it was a scam. So if you're a business owner, you're going to be, you're going to have these types of things come at you. We also see this sometimes with web domains. They'll say, hey, it's time for you to renew your web domain. It's hundreds of dollars in when they actually, they don't pay attention, but they have that through someone else. And it's a way for those scammers to extract money out of people because they just don't pay attention.
Well, they wouldn't want to lose like WT80.com. We would want to lose that. And I would want somebody else to have the Mary Griffith show or something like that.
Yes.
Fortunately, I'm not going to pay. If they want it, they can have it. They can give me $500 and I'll give it to them. But yeah, you're right. People, you know, people get concerned when it comes to their business. They don't want to lose. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lose these things. The other thing that happens is people use a website that's almost, you know, like the American Heart Association, but they spell association wrong, or they abbreviate association, or they put AM Heart Association or something. And so it's to make the consumer think, well, this is the real deal. This is a trusted source of information. And not always. That's why whenever you get an email from something you think you know, make sure that you look at it carefully. You know, what is the actual name?
And that leads me into the next thing I'm talking about at the top of your list there.
Bogus passport sites. This scares me because, to me, your passport now is better than your driver's license. You know, that's what you have and hold and say, this proves I'm me beyond a shadow of a doubt. But I'm worried that people can get a passport. Well, anyway, talk about the bogus passport sites, because that's people who are trying to get a passport. You should use some common sense to say the only way to get that is through the U.S. government. I mean, that's why we're so strict about, I can't pay somebody to say, well, I'm really not her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the country illegally, but I got to have a passport. If, you know, if this is your functioning, then this is not going to work.
So the people that fall into these traps are those of us who have no patience. And if you've gone through the passport process, and I've not yet, but I'm planning to.
It takes
a long time.
It does. So I start today if I were
well,
you.
Well, we're thinking about taking a trip next May. So we're 13, 14 months out of that. So I'm talking to my wife. She's like, you know, we really need to get this on going because it takes a while. So what happens is people, they fall victim to these sites that claim that they can get you your passport like that. I snapped my fingers. And that's not how it works. You have to really, you know, build in a lot of time if you're planning to leave the country and get that passport and the real ID and all that kind of stuff. So we've received a dozen of complaints about a company in particular that has these, we called it a bogus passport website in our release here. Consumers usually lost around $90, and not only do they lose around $90, but they more importantly lost their personal information because they have to give up their social security number, their birth date, things of those natures. So you really have to plan. We had a woman from Kansas City report to us in November of last year that she visited what she believed to be a legitimate website to renew her passport. The woman said, I quote, I admit I did not pay enough close enough attention to the website. This website took all of my personal information, and she didn't get her passport on the back end of things. So, you know, it's you shake your head and you say, man, you just have to use your noggin sometimes.
Well, not only didn't she get her passport, but now everything that critically identifies her as her, not just give me the last four digits of your social, but give me everything that makes you genetic coded you know, because it's pretty thorough with the passport. And I fell into that the very first time that I was to travel overseas. I got all excited. We made plans. 2 hours later, I get a phone call back from my traveling companion. I bet you don't have a passport. I said, I know, I don't. I thought about that when I hung up the phone. You're not going on this trip. There's no way you can get one in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know you're going to travel, or if you just want that great identification that is used everywhere, you know, your driver's license, some people won't take that, but your passport, they will. Go ahead, start it. You start at the post office usually. You have to get a picture taken. You know, it's a big pain in the patootie, but I'm kind of glad it's a little bit of a pain in the patootie because it should be hard to prove who you are, you know. So beware of bogus passport sites. If you've got a trip coming up that you need a passport in a week, you're not going to get
it.
I mean, your U.S. senator can intervene on your behalf if you have some critical, you know, like my child is, you know, over in a hospital and, you know, whatever. They'll do something for you. But no, In general, it takes a long time to get a passport because they want it to take a long time to get a passport, and because the people that work in the passport office, I don't know what their general work ethic is, but speed is not on their radar.
They're not working with immediacy there, probably not.
They're not going on a trip, so they don't care if you get to go on one.
We'll talk about that one you got in front of you.
Okay, used items, buying and selling used items online.
Well, it's spring cleaning is what a lot of us are doing now. It's going to be a good time to go and check out what's in your garage, maybe have a yard sale or something. Maybe you're going to go online. Be careful. You've really got to figure out what's best for you. Is it best for you to have that yard sale? Or if you want to go online, you have to really think about what's the best place for your item to go. I mean, Facebook Marketplace is filled with offers. It's also filled with scammers. Be careful if you're going to go buy things on Facebook Marketplace because, again, they may put an attractive price on there for you. They may say, we'll hold that for you, but Venmo us or Cash App us some money, and we'll put that on hold for you. Don't Venmo or Cash App anyone that you don't know. I've used Facebook. I saw a funny meme the other day that my wife put my life on the line so I could sell this $9 toaster through Facebook Marketplace, and this guy's in an empty lot by himself waiting for the person to show up. So if you're going to make a transaction like that, go to somewhere safe. You can go right down here to the Quincy Police Department. If you live in Quincy, they have an area now in their parking lot for those types of transactions.
That's right. Let's go into that. There is an area right here in Quincy at the mm-hmm. Quincy Police Department. You can use it even if you're not from Quincy. It's a special parking double stalls area where you can park. You're all being videoed.
Mm-hmm.
You can make and exchange the item, and you'll be able to see this is what the item looked like. You know, this is what I thought I was getting, and this is what I am getting. And you'll be able to exchange the monetary, and then they've got a nice little visual record of this in case things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this, very few criminals will want to go to the parking lot of the Quincy Police Department to exchange items.
Correct. And, that's the safest way to do it. Be careful of payment methods if you are going to do a totally online transaction, for the simple fact that if you do use those electronic forms of payment that I mentioned earlier, your Venmos, your Cash App, your Apple Pay, those types of things, it's like me handing cash over to you. And if you do that in advance of you receiving the good or whatever that might be, you really have to have a lot of faith in that person on the other end that they're going to deliver what they say they are. So, again, just be careful. There's nothing wrong with cleaning out your closet and doing these types of things. If you have some pricey items, things that might be specially, if you have like collector's items, you might want to look at eBay for something like that. But know what you're going to get charged. Know what it's going to cost you to auction things off online. Or, if you were to purchase something, what are the, from somebody on an eBay site or something like that, or Pinterest or anything like that, where can you, what are the return policies if it doesn't fit you or whatever that might be? You've got to do a lot of research, but this is the time a lot of us are cleaning out our closet, and there's certain ways that we can do it to be safe and to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Just buy local, folks. Go down to the place that's family owned that you know. Yep. And give them a cash. Don O'Brien has to leave, but Don,
I do.
For the first time ever, you're a back-to-back guest, so wear that as a badge of honor.
You don't even have Jack and Mayor Schultz come on here back-to-back.
No. You, the next time you see them out, say, slackers.
Well, I can only see why you have them once a month, because they're a lot.
They are. They're emotionally draining.
They're
but they're so much fun, because I just laugh, and I have no idea where they're going to go, and that's what makes it so fun.
Well, enjoy your program.
Thank you so much
for having me on.
Enjoy you, the fabulous DOB. Coming up, Easter Egg Morning, a great Easter song. But first, these messages.